All right, well, thank you for joining us for the fats and oils forecast for the week of July 27th. I have our senior analyst, Ryan Standard, here to review his forecast for Bleachable Fancy Tallow. If anybody has questions, go ahead and drop them in the Q&A section. Otherwise, Ryan, we'll pass it to you.
Sounds great. Thanks, George. So, this week we really focused in on the Bleachable Fancy Tallow market. What we're seeing,
should be up there for you, Ryan. Here.
Yeah, there we go. So what we're seeing, there's been a lot of volatility in the market as of late, as I'm sure all the participants have seen. The market seemed to have gotten overcorrected a bit to the downside and now has swung back up, and it's in pretty steep decreases and steep increases. What we see here in the near term is for some fairly steady trading. We think the market has found a new trading level at this 26.25 for Packer BFT. We may see Renderer move a little bit higher in the near term. And a lot of the higher prices through Chicago are based purely on demand outside of the Chicago market. So sellers can find higher prices selling into renewable diesel or the feed market. And as a result, the Chicago value has gone up. Chicago's typically like a soap, oleochemical user market, and we've seen demand fall off a little bit in that sector. So it was a little bit surprising to see prices move up as sharply as they did, but again, demand elsewhere was very strong, and so buyers in Chicago have had to pay up. The non-Chicago demand that we've seen, feed and renewable diesel, biodiesel, are really tied to some renewed demand, one from the biodiesel sector, good demand from renewable diesel, and tight supplies of soybean oil. So soybean oil, both crude degummed and RBD, have been tight, and so end users are out there looking for premium feedstocks. Heat has had an impact on supply as well. Cattle slaughter is up, but high temps and humidity throughout much of the United States has pushed the free fatty acid levels out of spec. So buyers needing 4% or less FFA material have had to go and search have had to cover in shorts. So we've seen that have an effect on price as well. Longer term, we expect fundamentals to kick in a little bit more as we get into the fourth quarter. I think the harvest will have an effect on soybean oil, which should pressure the BFT market down a little bit. Typically, we see a seasonal downturn in that October-November window, and I think that's going to hold true again this year. With that said, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. Absenteeism at plants remains a big issue. So producers continue to not know how much material they're going to have from one day to the next. Just depends on what their labor force is going to be. So that inconsistency and uncertainty is going to continue to add volatility here in the near term. If I was buying right now, I would not want to be short material. So I think it's probably best advice for buyers to get covered and make sure they have what they need, just basis absenteeism and these high temperatures and FFA levels. As we move more into August, supply is expected to increase through bigger cattle slaughter numbers, and that heat related issue should start to go away as well, which will have a down impact there in the fourth quarter as well. Just touching on the other markets really quick, distillers corn oil, we've seen supply tighten up in that market a little bit. That's helped boost prices here in the short term. We expect that market to turn a little bit higher but as tighter supplies and increased demand kick in. Again, the strong soybean oil price has an impact on that distillers corn oil market. We expect that spread to narrow in the near term. Choice white grease, again, despite the big hog slaughter numbers, prices have moved up. That's come from increased demand from the biodiesel sector and, again, the heat-related issues. So there's more demand for low-acid material, both as end users need that high-quality spec, but also from people blending down fats to try to get to another spec, whether that's a 15-acid or 20-acid yellow grease-type product. Some things to watch out for is there's some shutdowns coming or slowdowns, maintenance time from some big players in the market in the September period. That is expected to have an impact in the August timeframe for some of the low CI feedstocks, yellow grease, used cooking oil, as well as choice white grease, and to a lesser extent, the BFT market. You know, we're hearing low bids for September at 23.5 delivered Gulf area, which would translate to a market around 20 cents for animal fats. With that, I think we can open it up for any questions that may come in, George.
All right, sure. If anybody has questions, drop them in the Q&A section of the chat here. Ryan, I do have a question about what does the market for edible fats look like moving forward?
You know, despite the big slaughter numbers, that market has been fairly tight. What we've picked up is, has been that the absenteeism has contributed to that. So where you might have more labor making precise cuts on box beef on or box pork on the second half of the processing line, that hasn't been the case. So there hasn't been as much fat going into the edible rendering stream, and that's kept lard and edible tallow supplies tight. And that's why you're seeing a spread between the technical and edible markets, as well as a strong lard market. We anticipate that to be an issue or to continue in the near term. Again, cattle slaughter and hog slaughter are expected to increase over the next 6 weeks, really big numbers for on the hog side. So that should help ameliorate some of the supply tightness, but again, labor remains a factor in plants, and that's just a unknown variable that everybody's dealing with right now.
Ryan, along those lines, what's the poultry slaughter outlook look like?
That's expected to increase as well. It seems like there's a seasonal boost, as well as people that are still playing catch up a little bit from the downtime that we experienced related to COVID plant shutdowns and slowdowns. So all the animals that were idled have been kind of worked through, but there's still a backlog of protein or livestock to work through. And so it's hog, cattle, and broiler, as well as I think turkey. We're going to start to see that come along as we get closer to Thanksgiving too, which also has an impact on distillers' corn oil demand for the all-veg market. So a little off topic there, but yeah, we're expecting big numbers across all species here over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ryan. I don't have any other questions from the audience, so we'll keep it short and sweet this week. But thank you for the audience for jumping in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye.